got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
We have a very important task, 5223-2955. Today is your last opportunity to call through and nominate for the Veggie of the Year.
Yes, the most prestigious of all radio awards. We are crowning one vegetable.
Yep.
The vegetable of the year for 2022 tomorrow on the show.
We always find ourselves asking this question, Jess. If we don't care and celebrate vegetables, if we don't care about or celebrate vegetables,
who will?
So that's why we do it. That's why we do it for you.
Last minute nominations flooding in, Tim, at K-Rock Geelong. A lot more nominations coming through for some different vegetables.
Can I go through what we've already got?
Please.
And as of 10 minutes away from now,
the poll will go up on K-Rock Geelong's Instagram. Please go and vote for your favourite vegetable of the year.
We have Brussels sprouts, asparagus, corn, that's your nomination, Jess.
Thank you.
Onion, cabbage, that's mine for 2022. We have spinach, we have lettuce, we have potato.
Each of these vegetables has had a very detailed description as to why it should be included.
And when you think about your nomination, you have to ask yourself, what vegetable made its mark on my life in 2022? And yesterday I said cabbage because it really came to the rescue when lettuce was so expensive, specifically for KFC. It was like, hey, I'll come into your Zinger Burger and I'll do a better job than what lettuce has done.
Of course, I said corn because we had the corn song this year.
From TikTok.
And it made me realise just how much corn has impacted my life.
We've been getting every announcer from K-Rock to have their nomination. Final one, because it's his last day of the year and he's not going to be back until next year, Cameron Ling, Lingy's nomination for Veggie of the Year.
This is so easy. Let's not try and complicate it. It's the potato. Delicious and versatile. You've got roast potato, you've got mashed potato, you've got potato salad, you've got baked with a bit of avo, cheese, sour cream, you've got scalloped potato, you've got wedges, chips, french fries, any combination that you prefer, however you want it cut, it is there for you to be just enjoyed. The potato all the way.
Now, from what I understand, Tom asked Lingy to record that.
Yeah.
That was his immediate, no thinking time. He didn't know that he had to do that. All of that was an original thought. How well spoken.
Is potato a bit too basic for the vegetable of the year for 2022? I agree.
You had garlic mashed potatoes for lunch, Jess.
They were lovely.
But if you had no garlic in it, would it have done anything?
Well, I would argue that garlic should also be nominated.
Well, you've already put corn in because of the corn song. So I think we've got a final 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We've got a final 10. We've got a top 10 for you to vote. You know? Okay, here are some surprising omissions. You always say, oh, who wasn't nominated for the Oscar? Carrot. Wow.
Yeah.
Pumpkin. Oh, my God. Cauliflower. How did you not do it? Where's the diversity, Tim and Jess? We're trying. Cauliflower.
Hey, we don't make the nominations.
Wow.
You do. Now it's up to you to vote. Head to K-Rock Geelong. We are going to announce the winner of the vegetable of the year for 2022 tomorrow on the show.
What a time to be alive.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, I made a huge, huge mistake this morning. We just talked about the shops being an absolute nightmare at the moment.
Yes.
This time of year.
Pain in the A is what I would say.
Tomorrow is expected to be the worst day of the year to go shopping.
Yeah.
This morning, I woke up and turned to my partner. I said, you know what? I'd love to get a pedicure before Christmas. We often like to go as a couple to get a pedi done.
Hey, every couple's into their thing. So if that's your thing, good for you guys.
He actually loves going to get a pedicure, but gets embarrassed to do pedicures by himself, so he'll only go if I'm going. Right?
Mum, I'm not going to the shops without you. Sorry, no.
So we decided, I looked online because I was like, you know what? Probably nail salons might be a little bit busy leading up to Christmas. I made an appointment for 9:30, rocked up at my appointment. I have never seen a nail salon so bustling in my entire life.
Bustling.
Bustling. There were 5 seats for pedicures, 5 seats for manicures, all of them full. All of them full.
The full 10.
There were another 6 people waiting in the waiting area. And I walked up and said, hi, I've got an appointment at 9:30. And the guy just looked at me like, yeah, right. And I said, oh, do I need to check in or something? He was like, yep, just check in here and then take a seat. And I realized, oh boy, I am not getting my pedicure done at 9:30 today.
Right, right, right.
I made such a huge mistake. I had no idea that nail salons were just as busy as like hair salons in the lead up to Christmas.
What do you mean? I've never been to one of those places in my life, and I know that.
Because really?
I would assume. Because what do people want to look good if they're going to be in photos and they're going to be doing things? They want their nails to look pretty, and they want their toes to not have all that skin glag on the bottom. And so someone can go. I have a sander in my shed with like.
If you could attack my heels, please.
Like 14 grade sand grit.
28 minutes later.
Well, that's not that bad.
28 minutes after my initial appointment, I finally sat in the chair. Akshay was like, nah, I'm not sitting in here. Too many people here. No, thank you. Was out the door.
Well, your boyfriend's not a man of, I would say, patience or determination. Yeah. So, but Jess, that's it's a huge WPP in my perspective.
WPP.
White person problem.
Okay.
Well. I had to wait 28 minutes to get my fingernails done so they can look good on Christmas.
Well, I didn't end up doing my fingernails because I couldn't be bothered waiting. I was like, I can do those myself at home. I got my pedicure done.
So pedicure is
my dogs were barking.
No one calls them dogs. No one says they bark. I knew you were going to say it. The other day we were out for lunch and someone was talking about feet and you kept referring to them as dogs and no one was reacting. And I was like, just let
them
die.
Why would they react?
Because you're going, check out my dogs, my toes, they're calling my dogs. Hey?
Do you want to see?
I do not want to see your dogs. I do not.
They're the best they're ever going to look, Tim.
If you want to hear more white person problems, we are back on tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock and I'm sure Jess will find something to show her privilege with. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim. And yes, K-Rock 955.
For the final time in 2022, Ben, we're going to ask him to come into the studio because for some reason he doesn't want to stick around on a Friday.
That's so weird.
On his last day of work.
Hey, so once it gets to 3 o'clock, I'm out of here tomorrow. Yeah, I'm done.
So you've got the Lingy contract just for this week.
Amazing.
So let's jump into it.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Yes, let's find out. Ben from Workdays comes in here every single day to make sure we're keeping on top of the news, paying attention. He brings us three stories. We'll leave out some key elements and we are going to fill in the blanks.
Ben, before we get into today's stories, we've been doing this for a few months. How would you rate Jess and mine's success rate of correctly guessing the story that you've told us? Because Jess is better than me by far.
If I can kind of look back on everything that we've done so far, I'd say you've got maybe 35% strike rate.
And we still
That's
come in
ridiculous.
Like fourth place to Lingy because
Lingy was so
good at this game. Damn. It put us both to shame.
All right. That's a generous 35%, but sure, let's get into it.
Hey, we'll start things off with some unfortunate news, or I guess unfortunate for some. Thanks to a viral meme, there's been a drastic downfall in a once popular baby name this year. What name is everyone steering clear of these days?
Is it either Karen or Donald?
You're right in your first one. Yeah, Karen it is.
It's because no one wants to be a Karen anymore. No one wants to be the person
Which
that's
is really sad because like I knew a Karen growing up who was like the loveliest girl. And it's always like all the Karens I know who the actual Karens are the loveliest human beings ever.
I have an auntie named Karen and she's lovely.
Maybe we should change it to, don't be such a Jessica.
Okay,
don't be
dare
such
you.
A Jessica. Well, you wanted an alternate option.
What do you mean?
I mean, fitting the character.
I'll speak to your manager.
We move on to Netflix, who are set to try and stop people becoming couch potatoes from binge sessions on their platform. What are they introducing on the streaming service to get people up and about?
Oh, this could be so many things.
Is there, you know, when you're watching too much Netflix and they go, are you still watching? I call passive aggressive. Like, yes, I'm still watching Netflix. Is it going to be more of an aggressive, like less passive aggressive and more just get up, you're lazy?
No, it's not that.
Is it something to do with it can sense the light in the room and it's like, if you don't flick the lights on and off, we'll turn off the device. I know it's a very high-tech device, but is it?
No, that's not it either. From next week, you'll be able to stream Nike Training Club classes on the platform. You'll have access to 30 hours of content in multiple languages and exercises as well.
Benny, do you have a deal with this? Because that was just very well spoken and delivered. Are you on Nike's books?
No, I'm not. I would love to be sponsored by Nike. I get free clothing. But,
I'm not convinced.
Ben's actually one of the video people, so he's doing
Come
one
on,
of the
guys,
workouts.
Hey, it's Benny. Jump up and get into it.
Hell yeah. Hey, finally, have you guys heard of Jenna Bush Hager before?
No. So she, great name.
She's one of the hosts on the US version of the Today Show. And she's learnt the hard way why they say you shouldn't work with kids or animals the entertainment industry. She had her 9-year-old daughter, Mila, on the show. And Mila was asked by one of the other hosts to share a secret about her mum.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, what did Mila reveal on the show live to everyone across the US?
Can we do it in the voice of... of a 9-year-old
okay,
child,
okay.
if you like.
Mummy steals from the behind-the-scenes production studio. No?
No, that's not it.
Mummy kissed a bloke Whoa. That's not daddy.
Just as hilarious, but no, not quite. Do you want me to play the audio for you?
Yeah, go for
Here
it.
Here we go.
She never wears underwear.
Okay, goodbye.
We love you, Mila. Oh, yes,
she's
we do.
She's not wearing it right now. I saw her change.
Bye, me. Bye, love you.
So there you go. That's
she's
why
like
you don't work with
kids. She's like muzzling her child now.
You just never know what you're going to get with kids and animals.
That's huge. So great.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thanks for the year, Benny.
Cheers, guys.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. It is 4:19. Tim and Jess. Don't know why I started doing that. It's hard to not with Bon Jovi.
It honestly is.
Sorry. It's so late in the year.
We need a holiday so bad.
Oh, I've missed the button as well.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Recess adjourned. The courtroom of Tim and Jess has a very simple purpose. It is to, I guess, get resentment out of our working relationship. If we disagree on something, get someone to call up, decide who's right, then we all just have to agree with it. No matter how garbage their opinion is, first person through is always the judge, Jess.
Yes, and Tim, today in the courtroom we're talking about going out for dinner because you and I went out and had a nice Christmas dinner.
Oh, I wouldn't even, it's just any meal, whether you've got it at a restaurant, whether you've made it at home.
Sure.
Like if your parents have made you dinner or you've made a group of people dinner, I believe this to be something that is quite, it's very important to me.
Do you have to wait for everyone to finish their meal or can you, just to get their meal, before you start, or can you just get started whenever, as your plate arrives?
I'll give you a crisp $1 million if you can figure out what side Jess is on, the most impatient person you'll probably ever come by in your entire life.
Yeah.
What's the harm in waiting 30 seconds to a minute?
If the shoe's on the other foot, or the plate's on the other person, then I would want them to start eating as well. Like, I don't think it's rude. You've ordered your meal. Yours has arrived first. Pip, pip to you. You have a go. Get in there. Dig in.
Just
pip, pip.
Pip, pip indeed. I just think that no matter what the situation, just someone's worked hard for the food, whether it's a server or someone in the family. We can all enjoy it together. And we go, all right, all the food's down. Let's dig into it.
It doesn't matter what you think, Tim. It doesn't matter what I even think. The only opinion that matters today is that of our judge, Daniel in Torquay. Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Hello, guys. Big fan. Love the show.
Daniel. Was it the Bon Jovi stuff at the start that got you over the line? Now, Daniel, Your Honour, this is very significant. You understand the importance of your verdict today, right?
I'm feeling a bit of pressure, guys, but I think I'm going to come through.
Okay.
Because you've got to remember, sorry to interrupt you, Jess, there's a lot of lunches and dinners and family events coming up over the next week and a half with Christmas, New Year's, everything. So this
becomes law. You have to follow this ruling.
All right.
So no pressure, Daniel, but you're about to change people's Christmas.
Right. Okay. Well, look. I'm probably going to lean, this is my theory, and I'm going to start with Jess because if you've ordered a hot curry and you've got to wait 5 minutes, that could get cold and ain't nobody going to eat a cold curry.
In what world is there 5 minutes between at a restaurant where they bring out the first meal to the last?
A really bad restaurant.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Well, Daniel, you are the judge, so we all have to abide by your ridiculous law today.
Whenever the food comes out, just hoe in. You heard it here with Daniel and Tom.
Hoe in. My God.
Don't disrespect the judge, Tim.
Sorry, Your Honor.
Shove it in
Sorry,
your gob.
All right.
There get it
you
in
go.
You.
Okay. All right. We get it. You won and you're funny. You can only have one. You won, you're not allowed to be funny. Say sorry.
I can't help it if I'm funny.
All right.
All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I saw something at the cricket last night at GMHBA Stadium, and it's probably best that it was last night because I don't know if the game would have continued if it was tonight. The Renegades beat the Brisbane Heat in a very close game, came down to the last over. Aaron Finch, local boy, hit the winning runs. What I love about going to the cricket, Jess, is seeing how these kind of things are all filmed for television purposes.
Right.
And what I really, really liked is that they have those segues with the cameramen on them.
Oh, cameramen on segues.
Yeah, so it's the ones where, not like the hoverboards where it's like you go back and forward. It's the one where it's got like the driving joystick is in between the knees and you kind of do a bit of...
Sure.
Like the Elvis, like bang, bang, left, right. And then they can like lean and stuff to go faster and slower. Don't you remember those segues? They're not the ones with the handles, so it's all leg driven.
They were a big deal.
Don't you remember them being sold? It's like, hey, this is going to be how we all get from A to B in town. Like
yes.
If you need to get from Mallop Street to the other end of Ryrie, you're going to be using one of these segues. And that's how we're going as human beings.
Segway tours were a huge thing. Do you remember those?
I've never been on one. I know that in like Europe and in America they were pretty common, but not for me when
right.
I was over there. But it's like the 3D televisions. I look at it and I go, who invested money into that?
Yeah.
Early in and thinking, yeah, because we were told 3D
TVs
were
really hard
be
to
huge.
Drive. Have you tried to drive one before?
No, because I think I sat on a hoverboard.
Right.
In the office once.
Sat on one.
I wasn't confident enough to stand, but you should see these cameramen.
You push them
and
too
women,
far. And, yeah.
We started to get in the spins. See you
no
later,
thanks.
Irene.
Yeah.
I think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really like that electric scooters and bikes are really... Electric scooters, I never would have seen that one coming.
Really?
Because I thought bikes had the electric hold on the market.
I saw a couple riding down Packington Street the other day.
I already love this. I already
one,
love it.
One holding the other like on the Titanic as they're going down on an electric scooter.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And
so
I said,
dangerous.
I said to my boyfriend, actually, I was like, that could be us if you just let me get an electric scooter.
How far do you think down your road you'd get before you both end up in hospital from sharing Titanic style an e-scooter?
I live in a small court.
I don't think
we make it out of the court.
I was going to say, there's lots of speed humps off your main road.
I don't think we would make it out of the court.
I could just see you up Minerva. Of a drive, just hands out. Or are you Leonardo DiCaprio in this thing and your boyfriend's Kate Winslet?
He'd be at the front,
yeah,
for sure.
He'd be, and he's got a beautiful beard and it'd be flowing in the wind. And you can go in the car and do the steamy stuff. It's perfect. It's absolutely fantastic. I was really excited to see the Segway getting its time because I think it's found its place. It's like, you know what? Sports on fields where we need like smooth cameramen and women to be able to move in and out.
Yeah.
It's found its place because 3D TVs never found their place.
I think
your weird uncle's house. That's where it found it.
With the return of Avatar, we might see the return of 3D TVs.
That is
you never know.
That is the biggest call I've ever heard anybody ever say in 2020. Too. And I'm proud of you, mate. Someone's got to be brave enough to make that call.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Tim and Jess.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.